the guys they bring to the court?
The big man, Alex Lane, he's really good. 7-footer. Probably NBA prospect in the season. Got really good guards and Pijon and Faust and Desmond Wells. So I mean, it's gonna be a challenge for us to be able to guard them on the perimeter, and we got to be able to step up to that challenge and play the defense the way we've been playing this year. And Woody is gonna have to play against somebody his height. I think he's even bigger. So it's going to be a challenge for him. I know he's going to step up to it. So it's going to be a team effort, most definitely on the defensive end.
Yeah, they got some size. They even have size at guard.
Yeah, they got the 6'8 kid that makes threes. I'm drawing a blank on his name right now, but he's good. They got a talented team. I mean, they're in the NIT for a reason. They're in the Final Four just like we are. So, I mean, we know it's not going to be no cakewalk or nothing like that. We got to come in with the same focus we've played the last game so far, and I mean, I think we'll be fine. You know, we just got to play with the same intensity and energy that we've been playing with.
What does it say that in 3 years from like when you first got here, the program was, you know, in complete transition and at the bottom of the Big Ten, and now you find yourself in a situation where you're playing into April and you're getting an opportunity to play on the type of stage that you are next week?
It just shows how much hard work and dedication can do for you. You know, like you said, being here when we were below in the low part of the ladder of the Big Ten, to be able to start finding success 2 years later. And that just shows you how good of a job Coach McCaffrey's done with us, how hard we've worked in the offseason to get better each year, and the growth and development of our recruiting classes coming in and with our freshman class, with Woody and them, and then also when Whitey and them came in. It just shows you how we're taking steps each year. And winning this would be a huge step for us. So I think this would be the first championship I would have won with this team.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the growth and development, and you brought up freshman classes. What have you seen out of those guys lately that's, you know, allowed them to make those next steps? So guys like Adam, Mike, and Anthony, what they all provided you the other night?
Just experience. When you go through the Big Ten the way we did, and once you get through the Big Ten, playing in these tournaments, it makes it a lot easier. You know, the Big Ten tournament helped us to win yesterday's game. Mm-hmm. So when you play in such a tough league, when you get in the postseason play, the teams don't necessarily get easier, but the flow of the game and how you can transition and just everything seems to click a lot better after you get out of the Big Ten play. Because we just beat each other up all season long. So when you get to play against other guys, not necessarily guys you're necessarily familiar with, but just the ability to play other people around the country, it's just everything flows, you know, because everybody doesn't know you as well as in conference. So I think that's a big key to it, too.
How excited do you feel Melson is right now, just considering you and Anthony obviously get a chance to go back to Michigan. Aaron got a chance a few months back to back to Ohio and play there. Now he's getting an opportunity to play back in New York.
I'm sure he's ecstatic. He hasn't been talking about it all. He's been talking about it all week. So I'm happy we were able to get him back there. Hopefully we can pull out two wins while we're there and leave him with a memorable opportunity too. So I mean, Mel's not the only one that's happy. I think we're all pretty happy. So, but it's good that he'll be able to get some of his family members that haven't been able to come to some of the other games that be able to make this one though.
You've been in New York City before?
Passed through, never touched down, and walked the streets though. So this is definitely new for me. But like I said, I'm there to play basketball, so I ain't really worried about what's going on outside of the arena.
How about the opportunity to just play at Madison Square Garden?
It's definitely an honor. Just a humbling experience. I feel so blessed to be able to play there, you know. So I'm gonna make the most of it.